Hi, hey, this is Authority Zero, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
Yeah!
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm here with my co-Mabel, Kristen. Hi, lady.
Hi. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I just finished work, rushed home, so that I could meet up with you on here, and we could dial out episode 2 of the Mabel Syndrome Podcast for season 2.
Yeah, episode 2, season 2. But I do have to tell you, I'm super salty today.
Okay.
So this might be an interesting podcast. I don't know how this is going to go.
This is going to be good. So just to let everybody know, Kristen and I, a lot of times when we record an episode, we will meet up for a few minutes before and we'll kind of go over what we're going to talk about and try and be somewhat professional. And today we're just fucking winging it because...
Yeah, we barely said hi and then we were just like, Let's hit record and just go for it.
We're both a little pissed off. We're both a little frustrated. Are you drinking?
I am drinking.
Okay.
I'm not usually like a midweek drinker, but I'm drinking today because I'm so frustrated. I've had the most frustrating day and life is just pissing me off right now. So I'm drinking. And the only thing I could find in my house besides beer, I didn't feel like having beer, but I made like a apple cider cocktail. It's like apple cider and then I just threw some vodka in it. It's actually really good.
It looks good.
Are you drinking?
Did you just hear me burp? Yeah, I am drinking. I missed it. Okay, that's good. I'm drinking a Caesar, and because I too am frustrated with life today, it's in a giant. Can you see it?
It's in a
giant like beer mug, and it was one of those vodka drinks that I was making where you go like, I'm gonna make a strong one, and then you look at the bottle and you're like, oh, there's not that much left. I might as well just empty the bottle, and then before you know it, you have like a 3/4 mug full of vodka.
Nice.
That's what I'm drinking. I'll only need one.
So is it just vodka and Clamato, or did you like throw in lime juice and have all the accoutrements, or
yeah, just so the basics? It's vodka, Clamato, horseradish, Worcestershire, Tabasco, and lemon and pepper.
Oh, that's fancy.
It is. I went hard. I was like, it's the last of my vodka. I had to make it worth it.
That's true. You had to make it extra yummy.
I'm also going to say that we'll get into this, obviously, but the technical issues that we've been having with recording our podcast. So I'm trying to solve the audio issues by my headphones today. So the headphones that I'm wearing they have like memory foam in them. So I feel like I have a really, really bad head cold and I can hear myself talk in my head. Do you know that feeling?
Oh, yeah. Like your ears are plugged.
Yeah, so that's what it feels like. So if at any
point I love those headphones. I love those headphones to listen to music.
I've never used them for music. I've only used them for this.
Oh, okay.
I bought them specifically for this. So so if at any point I'm talking like I have a head cold, just like feel free to let me know.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. What are we going to...
So we released... Oh. Well, okay. So we released episode 1 of the of season 2 of the podcast today. So we're actually recording this on
today.
Tuesday. And we released it today and we had a lot of technical problems and it really sucks because I was really looking forward to getting season 2 out and people have been trying to help us. Like people have been telling us how to use GarageBand. Like first of all, when we decided to start the podcast, we had no idea how to start it or what to do. So people are giving us advice about, you got to buy this program, you got to buy this headset, you got to buy this microphone. And we've been following everyone's, you know, ideas and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then we realized shortly after starting our podcast that our audio really sucked. So then we were asking people advice for how to improve our audio. And then everyone had different advice about how to improve the quality of our audio. And they're trying to teach me how to use GarageBand when I have no idea. They're like, oh, it's simple. Just adjust the, I don't even fucking know.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
The equalizer. And I'm like, what? What?
Okay, what you just said reminded me of, like, when you have a baby that doesn't sleep and people are like, try this, try this, try this. And you try all these things to try and make your baby sleep and your baby doesn't sleep. And you want to be like, fuck everybody. Thank you for your help, but it's not working.
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
But it's also like it is similar to that, but also like they're trying to, they tell us something. They're like, well, just adjust the equalizer. And I'm like, well, I don't fucking know what the equalizer is. So how can I adjust the equalizer? Like, you know, yeah. Like they say, like, it's so simple, but it's literally Greek to me. So I don't know. And I went to our friend Sal's house and I had like a lesson in GarageBand and how to figure out, and I still don't fucking know. So, but I thought, like, I thought I had it dialed in. I thought I got it to a better place. And then we recorded our intro to the podcast episode that we released today with Rob Rufus, and the quality of your audio was bad, and so we had to go and fix that. And Anyways, we released the episode today, and I was kind of hopeful that it would be okay, decent, but we have gotten feedback from people that the audio quality isn't great, and we're like, we know, like, we know it's not great, but yeah. We don't know what to do.
So on top of the audio being terrible, it sucks because your interview with Rob is amazing, and Rob has been really great to us and supported us, and I feel kind of shitty that, like, our episode one is with the quality sucks for it, but yeah. The interview with him is amazing and we're thankful to him, but also we've like changed our entire platform. We've changed our website, we've changed how we release the podcast, and we thought we had it all dialed in, and we didn't. So basically, season 2, episode 1 was a lot of work, and we know the audio sucks. Please bear with us. It's going to get better. 31 episodes in, we're going to figure it out.
Someday we will figure this out.
Fuck. So we know that it sucks, so you don't have to tell us. I mean,
yeah. And we're working on it.
Unless.
And listen in your car or something where you can't tell that it sucks.
Right. Or if you know how to help us and you want to work for us, let us know. Because we like those kinds of people. So if you're interested in giving us a hand, reach out. You can say, you guys, your audio sucks, but I want to help. That's what you're allowed to say.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so that was the self-deprecating part of our podcast today. We know. I got
way more self-deprecating stuff.
Okay. Okay, give her. Let it happen. Let it happen, Mama.
No, it's just been a shitty, week. I cried at physical therapy today. Put it that way. Like, my physical therapist is this young guy. He's like 24 and he's a doctor and he's so sweet. And he's just like, he's like, what's going on with you? And I was like, I'm having a bad day. And then he's like, do you want to talk about it? And I was like, do you charge extra? I don't know.
I love that. So in America, you guys call them physical therapists.
Why? What do you call them?
We just call them physio.
Physio. So I went to a physio?
No. Like, I went to physio today.
Oh, I went to physio today.
Like, and saw a what? I don't think I've ever heard one of my... a physical therapist, but I would never say to a friend, I went to physio today and saw a physical therapist. You just say, like,
well,
casually,
would you say,
like,
my physical therapist did this or that?
No, I'd say my physio guy.
My physio guy.
Or I have the best physio, or my, like, I go to this place and I get the best physio treatment.
Wow, that sounds dirty.
It kind of does. And you know what?
I know
they
a guy
a lot
and
of
he's
parts.
Really good at physio.
I've had one of the last times I went to physio, I had, like, because I have all these problems with my ribs, and they're my first and second ribs, so, like, right around, like, my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times where they've had to, like, he's had to, like, lay a towel across my boob and be like, so, I've got to go here. Just so you know, this is what I'm going to do. And literally, like, getting my rib back into place via that area.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your physio guy hot?
Yes. Yes. Oh, they all are.
I know.
They're healers. Right? They're like these healer fixers. Like, even the women that you go to, like, I don't think any of them are ugly.
Right.
They're just, like, strong, and they can help, and they take the pain away, so you're like, ugh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, today I felt bad because I was so super grumpy, and this poor guy, he's 24, and he's a doctor, which I think is impressive, and he's super cute.
Is his name Doogie Howser?
Yes, actually. No. But he's talking about going to Thanksgiving with his girlfriend and how sweet it is and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like shitting on marriage the whole time. I'm just like.
I just puked in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you don't even know.
Yeah.
So he's trying to like give me marriage advice. And oh, my God. I don't know. It was funny.
Okay. Side note. But, that also means, okay, American Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving. Ours was a few weeks ago.
Right.
But this weekend is your Thanksgiving. So do you want to hear something that's funny about that?
Yeah.
Is that, so in Canada, we get all the American channels, all the American feeds, like, excuse me, there's like two, I don't know, there's not a lot of Canadian channels. Anyway, so we watch like all American television. So even though we had our Thanksgiving a few weeks ago, it's hilarious because now, all week, it's like the Thanksgiving commercials and the advertising and stuff. And I feel like I should have a second Thanksgiving.
Right. Do you guys eat the same things that we do on Thanksgiving?
You mean, okay, so we eat lots of beaver tail, moose meat, seal blubber.
Oh, that's the same.
Yeah, oh, same. It's the same, right? Okay, yeah, same. Yeah, I think we eat all the same things. Turkey or ham, okay. Mashed potatoes, lots of vegetables.
Wait. Turkey pie. Or ham. Sometimes it ham.
Depends on the family.
Okay. See, it's Christmas is turkey or ham, but Thanksgiving is always turkey.
Oh, see, Easter is turkey or ham. Usually okay. Ham.
What is Christmas?
Always turkey.
Oh, okay. So that's
always
different.
Turkey. Except for the last however many years, when I cook it, because small family and not being with like the big family for holidays, is I've always cooked a prime rib on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's another way to go.
Because,
yeah, I've done that
unless
before.
You're feeding a lot of people, turkey's not the best way to go, and prime rib never goes to waste.
Right. So. But turkey is good leftover.
Oh, so my stepdad makes when my mom and my stepdad got together, and you know, you like you learn each other's traditions and stuff, my yeah. stepdad makes turkey sandwiches with turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, and dill pickles.
Okay. Amazing. You had me until the dill pickles.
That's the thing. I remember right. seeing him do it and going like, that's disgusting, not gonna yeah. happen. Haven't had
yeah.
it any other way since.
Wow.
Do it.
Interesting. You Canadians like your pickles. Or maybe that's just you.
That's just me. Do you know that when I was a kid and I would go trick-or-treating, my neighbors would give me jars of dill pickles? Not kidding.
That's awesome.
When I was pregnant, gifts of pickled everything. I will eat. If it's pickled, I'll eat it. Eggs.
I'll just leave that alone.
Eggs. Fish. Herring. Any vegetable. Do they pickle meat?
Fish? I don't know.
Herring. Pickled herring.
Okay.
So they're called roll mops in Canada.
Oh my goodness.
And they come in a jar and it's like gray and white fish meat pickled.
Oh. That sounds disgusting.
It's so good. I can hear Shorty barking.
No, Shorty's my cat. That's Finn barking. How many Caesars
really
have you had?
I'm really glad. I'm really glad Shorty's not barking.
Shorty the cat does not bark on a regular basis, no.
Okay, so that's a good transition. Okay, when I was at Kristen's house this summer.
God.
Again, this is just turning into a blabbering podcast, but apparently people like those ones the best. Your cat is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Because your cat likes to eat anything. Like, your cat will get up and, like, go for food, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
and
the
he's
other
learned
day,
how to open. Well, he even learned how to. We have a little cabinet where our trash is. He's learned how to open the trash cabinet, pull out the trash drawer to get into the trash. That's our cat.
Basically, your cat thinks he's a yellow lab.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so
and the worst. The let me just tell you real quick. So
okay,
the
go.
Other thing I was gonna Instagram it to you the other night, but since I'm feeling salty today, I'll just tell you. My cat also,
okay,
you know, at night, like when you're having trouble falling asleep, what do you do by yourself in your bed having trouble falling asleep?
I masturbate.
Exactly. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. Before we continue.
Yeah.
My stepdad listens to this podcast. Just going to apologize right now, but I said it. So.
Okay.
Keep going. Let's keep going.
But my cat, I'll be mid doing that. And
I love how you can't even say the word.
And my cat comes and will, like, sit on my face or, like, sit next to me on the pillow or, like, sit on my body. And I'm like, dude, I'm in the middle of something. Like, get off of me. And I'll try to push him off and then he'll climb back on top of me when I'm trying to have a moment to myself.
Asshole. Cats are dicks.
I know, right?
They're such dicks.
I think he knows. I think he's like, you know, you should be rubbing me.
Yeah. Scratch my back, bitch. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyways, I had to tell you that.
I thought of your cat the other day because, okay, so for those that don't know, I now live next door to my parents. So there's like 30 feet between my parents' house and my house. And my daughter is obsessed with bacon. She can eat 7 pounds at once. So the other day, my stepdad texts me and he says, hey, I made bacon. Where's our little bacon eater? And I was like, hey, she's at school. You're retired. She's not. So I went over there on my way to work. I work at her school. And I walk into the house and he had wrapped up some bacon that he made her in some paper towel. And he was like, take this to school for her and surprise her.
Wow.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Because she'd freak out. I put it in my backpack and I don't do the zipper up perfectly. Next thing I know, my cat is in my backpack, dragging the bacon out of my backpack. And I was like, yeah, you're an asshole. And it reminded me of your cat.
Right.
Side note. Took the bacon to school, forgot to give to her, ate it on my way home from work.
You're like, oh, hey, Marla, what's happening? What bacon? I don't know.
What bacon?
Should we talk about punk rock on our punk rock podcast?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I get to go to shows more than you, so I have a few show recaps I could talk about.
Do you have shows coming up?
Yes, I have two back to back. And I'm taking the day off in between. I'm having
What two shows are coming up?
I have Off With Their Heads. Finally, I get to see them full band. And they're playing with Mobina Galore, which are those two chicks. The two chick band. And I emailed them to try to get an interview and I haven't heard back. So I'm really hoping that will work out, and I'm really hoping that an interview with Ryan will work out too, because we've been talking for like 6 months now about doing an interview together. So hopefully, so I'm
that's a big show.
Really stoked about that show. I know, and it's at a tiny club in Boston, which I'm thinking like either I don't know if they sell out, they're gonna move it or whatever. But yeah, it's a great show, and it's at a tiny club. But and then the very next night is Bouncing Souls, and our friends Rebuilder are opening for Bouncing Souls.
Oh my God. Okay.
I know.
That's ridiculous that you get to see all of that.
It's ridiculous. Two nights in a row. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm taking the day off in between. I'm just like making it's not even a weekend, but I'm like making a weekend out of it.
A punk rock midweek weekend.
Mm-hmm. By myself.
Off With Their Heads. Seeing Off With Their Heads. Okay, the song Clear the Air, which you introduced me to, is one of the most intense punk rock songs
mm-hmm.
for me. I played it for my mom in the car a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have to listen to this. And my mom is a big music person, so she's totally open. But we were driving in the car and I played it and I had it super loud. And she was so fucking stoked. She was like, really? This is amazing. She's like, I have goosebumps. Oh my God. I think if I saw that song live, I don't know. I mean,
I've seen it acoustic twice.
I cry a lot and it would kill me.
Yeah. It's crazy. And yeah, I can't believe I didn't know about Off With Their Heads before. I've only known them for like a little over a year. And again, it was like, you know, Clear the Air and Nightlife. Like I knew a couple of their songs, but lately I've been listening to the entire albums. And then they just put out an acoustic album that has all of those songs, but they're the acoustic performance. And I am obsessed. I am so obsessed with that band right now. Like that's
his voice. I have to say his voice must be one of the most intense voices in music for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. And on stage, he's really funny because when I was at this past acoustic show, but the one that I went to about a year ago, he's just funny because some girl, I don't know, she said something like, oh, cute. And he goes, cute.
Oh, God.
He's like, there is nothing cute about an Off With Their Heads show ever. No one has ever said that about our set. But yeah, so we've talked a few times and trying to get that interview in the works. And then with Bouncing Souls, I mean, we've already talked with Bouncing Souls and we've already talked with Rebuilder. So yeah. I'm not doing any interviews for that, but I did. So not last night, but the night before I went to just like a local Boston band show.
Yeah.
And the band that was headlining is called OC45 and they actually have a pretty big following, but it was my first time seeing them. And they had this other band open, Diablago? Fuck, what the hell was the name of that?
Oh,
it was
my like, God.
I can't say it. Diablago or something like that. Shit.
Diabolical?
No. Diabolical. It's Spanish for evil cat. Diablago.
I cannot even come close to fucking helping you with that.
Okay. Anyways.
I know very few things in Spanish because I live in Canada. And those things are, where is the bathroom and another beer, please? And I think like from Cypress Hill, I know how to say like the word vagina in Spanish. Like that's about as far as I got.
Okay. Well, this band, they were really awesome. They had this dude playing stand up bass and he would like stand on the stand up bass.
I have a thing for stand up bass.
Yeah, me too. Or sit on the stand up bass. So he played the whole time like sitting on the stand up bass.
So sitting on a stand up bass while playing it is like incredibly confusing to me when you say it.
I know. And he stood on it sometimes. So I have no idea how it balanced, but...
Does he have a stand?
No. No, he just was, like, balancing on it or something.
Does he lean it against the wall?
No. No, it's totally freestanding, and he's just balancing on it and playing it. I know. It was so weird. But they were really cool. They were kind of... They kind of reminded me of, like, Social Distortion or something. They had this like very old school like rockabilly sound, which was fun. Like everyone was dancing and that was really cool. And then the opening band was this band called On the Cinder, which they had emailed us like a few weeks ago and they said, hey, we're going to be in Boston and we'd love to do something with you guys. So I did an interview with them before the show that we will hopefully release at some point on like just a little segment of the podcast. It was supposed to be really funny. Like I had all these funny questions for them and then we were short on time. So I think like it's not as funny as I was hoping it would be, but we'll still release it. And they were really nice guys.
I feel like a very common thread for the Mabel Syndrome podcast is that I feel like we're funnier than other people think. We are.
What? You guys like, do not give us enough credit for how funny we are. We are fucking funny.
Okay, right? I think that you are one of the funniest people I know. And we say funny things and we do funny things together. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how far into this podcast are we? Like, wait, hold on. I'm going to click on it. We're 34 minutes in and I feel like...
We haven't been that funny, Jess.
Okay, well, let's make it funny. Okay, it's 2:08 p.m. I am done my mostly vodka drink. I have no pants on because I got home from work and I was like, these pants are way too fucking tight.
Yeah.
And I took them off. I have
my computer and my microphone. You have a hat on, but no pants.
Do you know why I have a hat on, but no pants?
That's awesome. That is good.
Do you know why I'm wearing the hat?
Why?
Okay. Well, I'm wearing the hat because A, it was cold.
Okay. That makes sense. So far, that makes sense.
Okay. B, I'm wearing the hat because when we've recorded in the past, my headphones pick up your audio. So I thought that the hat would add an extra layer of protection.
It's very high tech.
So, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast, my $11 toque from Chapters.
Wait. You just said two things that Americans don't know. A toque from Chapters? What are you talking about? Are you trying to say a hat or a beanie?
Okay, we don't call anything beanie. Okay.
You have a toque?
A toque is what you wear in winter.
Okay, what? We call it a winter hat or a beanie.
No. Who says, it's cold out, put on your winter hat? Nobody. Yeah. Nobody. You say, hey, dude, it's fucking cold outside, put on your toque.
What? We do not say that.
Stop. We do not say that. I feel very concerned. Have you ever heard the word toque?
Never in my life.
Shut up.
No, like T-O-O-K, like took? Or T-U-K-E, took?
Okay, I'm gonna...
That is crazy. I've never heard that word in my life. In the United States, it's a beanie, because that's what you're wearing. So, to clarify,
for the
Americans listening, she's wearing a beanie.
No, it's not a beanie. A beanie doesn't have a pom-pom.
You're wearing a beanie with a pom-pom.
Okay, wait. Stop. Okay. Taking a breath.
Okay, toque. No, seriously, spell it for me. You don't even know how to spell it.
It's really confusing.
Oh, no. Does it have a Q in it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure toque is spelled...
Fucking Canadians.
T-O-Q-U-E?
Okay. Toque. That's hilarious. Fucking Canadians make everything more difficult than it has to be.
And we apologize for it.
Right. Sorry about that.
Okay, wait. Toque. I'm Googling it right now. Toque.
I bet it says only Canadians use this word.
A woman's small hat, typically having a narrow, closed, turned-up brim.
See?
That's the UK. In Canadian, it says, a close-fitting knitted hat, often with a tassel or pom-pom on the crown.
Do dudes wear toques?
Oh, yeah. But dudes don't wear a lot of pom-poms.
So what is the hat called without a pom-pom?
I mean, what would you say? Always called a toque.
So even a dude that wears a hat without a pom-pom, you would say, go get your toque.
Yeah, but, okay, this is one of those words that the more you say it out loud, the more it feels weird. So the other word for me that makes me feel that way is...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. The more I say maybe, it makes me feel uncomfortable, like it's not a real word.
Maybe. If you say any word more than like 12 times, it doesn't sound like a real word, wouldn't you say?
Pick a word. Tell me to say a word 12 times.
Jessica. What the fuck word is that?
Jessica. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It starts to sound weird.
Feels weird.
All. Yep.
Okay, so toque.
Yes.
Toque is what you wear. Toque. Oh, Google just gave me like a year by year play of when the word toque is popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that the word toque
went out of style like 20 years ago.
Even better.
When So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes came out, like around that same time.
The most recent NoFX album.
Yeah.
The word toque peaked in 1923.
See? That's when So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes came out.
AKA the most recent NoFX album I'm into.
Yep. You're super into current stuff, Jess.
I love current things.
Yeah.
Current things. Okay, so anyway, I'm wearing a toque. You're
so current.
No pants. My drink is empty, and it's 2:14 in the afternoon.
So it's a regular week for you, whereas we're off like we're pretty much Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like the rest of the week. Yeah. What? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm good. So, can we talk about... Okay, I have something else to talk about.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with punk rock.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome podcast. Other podcasts that we listen to. So, we've talked about Small Town Murder, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we did our trip across your ginormous country to go to 350 Fest, we listened to a million episodes of Small Town Murder. I stumbled upon a new podcast this week, and it's called The Dollop 300.
Okay.
I don't really understand what these guys are doing, but what I do know is that I think there's two guys. So I like listening to podcasts where there's two hosts, just like us.
Okay.
Just to see the dynamic. So the one guy, he comes up with a topic and he researches it, and then he surprises his co-host with it.
Okay.
So I downloaded it. It's on Spotify. It's called The Dollop 300, and it's Donald Trump part one and part two. Mm-hmm. And essentially it's like the history of Donald Trump, and then his co-host mocks him the entire time.
Right. So he
does Donald.
But they switch off and on. So at one point one is the like fact guy and the other one is like the humor guy?
Yeah, one is always the fact guy, the other one is always the humor guy.
Okay.
So today I was laughing so hard in my car listening to this because the humor guy, he just basically does impressions the entire time while the fact guy just keeps going almost like he ignores him. And it's fucking fantastic. So I just wanted to say that that's one I've been listening to. The Dollop 300, Donald Trump, part one and part two.
Did you learn Dave much Anthony, about Donald Trump?
Oh my God. It's fucking horrifying and hilarious.
Yeah.
It starts off from childhood and gives his entire history, all of his marriages. And it's like his ties to the mob and how he fucking swindles all these like gnarly business deals and rips people off and like even and like on a serious note like his like sexual assault on women and how it's just like brushed aside and but these two guys that are the hosts basically both episodes are like, what the fuck, how is this even real? It's really 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 interesting. Like, he invests in a horse for the horse races, and the horse's name is Alibi. Like, literally, there's like so many moments you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Are these American dudes talking about it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't have anything in Canada, remember? Seal Blubber.
Right.
Oh, someone's going to write me about that.
What are they going to write? Seal Blubber's just, like, amazing and delicious.
I would try Seal Blubber.
I mean, I'll it's probably kind of like bacon, right? Or pork, but, pork belly. Have you tried pork belly?
Yeah. Anything from a pig is amazing.
Good. So good.
If it comes from a pig, it's delicious.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't feel like seals have that same track record.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm cold now that I'm not wearing pants.
I would think so. You're like up in the boonies in Canada wearing a toque and no pants.
My head is warm.
I would think you would be cold. And that actually reminds me of the other reason that I'm fucking in a bad mood today is because I tried at-home waxing. And let's just say don't do that.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Let's just say don't do that ever. That's the dumbest idea I've ever had in my entire life.
The only thing you can wax at home is your mustache.
Yeah, I don't even know. I wouldn't even do that now. Like, I am so over it. It was, like, a horrible experience. So I wouldn't even do that at this point.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that waxing anything at home is a risk. Because if you fuck it up, it's really bad. Right?
Yes.
So, like, I don't think I could wax anything. I mean, I've considered it, but, like, it's sort of that risk-reward thing.
Well, I'm telling you, yeah, so I was considering it, right? And I was like, oh, okay, well, this would save some money. Maybe I'll give it a try. So let me just tell you now, if you're anyone is considering it at all, do not do it. It is so not worth it. It's bad news.
Not worth it.
No?
Not worth it.
No. And I that woman never... that does it deserves every penny that she earns.
Well, that's a thing about bikini waxing, too, or, like, Brazilian or whatever you get done to your vagina, is that they know what the fuck is up. They know how to do it, and it's worth it, and it's good. So tip her well. You need to tip that lady well, and you need to give her a Christmas bottle of wine.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, how many vaginas she sees?
Okay, here's the thing. The girl that I saw where I used to live, I said to her one day, I was like, I would love to have your job. I would love to have your job and just look at like a dozen vaginas all day.
Wait, why did you say that?
Because I'm curious. I want to see...
Look at porn. Like 12...
No, it's different. It's different. I want to see like 12 normal women vaginas in a various age range. Straight up.
You really want to see that?
And she was like, yeah, but I only want to see it for like a week.
Okay, so you want like a sample size.
I don't want to see it ever again. I do. And she was like, I'll train you so you can see that. And I was like, yes, please train me. Because literally all I want to do is just see it for a week and I'd be like, cool.
But why? Like, but what, do you want to know if yours is normal?
Well, like, I know mine is normal. Okay. I like mine.
Okay.
But I just want to see other people's. I do. I totally do. I think it would be fascinating. Like, okay. That's like, have you ever seen a baby being born?
Yes.
Okay. I have.
Not in person. Just in, like, the crazy videos.
Oh, that's not the same.
Okay.
Seeing it in person. So, like, my best friend, I was there for both of her kids' births, but both of them ended up in C-section.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel slightly ripped off because I want to see a baby come out of a vagina for the, like, for real.
No. No, you don't. I do. No. I can't imagine.
I love... I'm curious.
No. And I always... I've said, you know, like, because we like, most girls that grew up in the 90s, went to those parties in the 90s where you made out with girls, right? Like, it was just, I'm just gonna say.
Oh my God, I love you for saying that.
It's part of growing up. Like, and even probably now, I don't know what fucking kids do these days, but whatever. So we all have made out with girls.
It was definitely happening when we were teenagers.
It definitely happened when we were going to parties in our 20s in the 90s. Okay, so, And I'm fine with making out with girls. Like, whatever. I don't now, obviously, but it was fine. I would not mind making out with girls. And I would have that thought, like, could I be a lesbian? Like, I'm kind of dude-ish. Like, I like dude stuff. Like, could I be a lesbian? And then all I have to do is picture a vagina. And it, like, I want to, like, it's so gross. It's so disgusting. I can't imagine what guys like about it. Like, it's just,
true. But that's the same. It goes both ways. It's just how you know you're straight.
Well, exactly. Right. So, like, and boobs, like, boobs are pretty. Like, I guess.
They are. Girls in porn are great.
Well, right. But they're not real.
Well, females in porn are attractive.
Generally, yeah.
But in person, not my thing.
No. But I wouldn't have a sexual experience with, like, even a beautiful porn girl. Like, I have zero interest in vaginas. Like, no, they're gross.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think I'd be the same.
Yeah.
I was just looking through my phone for a message, because I had a message from a friend the other day about vaginas, and she said something along the line. So she was getting her Brazilian done,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about vaginas, and she said something to me along the lines of, like, on a normal day, her vagina is, like, young and pretty and pink, but after 2 hours of sex, it's like a beat-up mushroom.
What? Okay, who has sex for 2 hours? That's what I want to know.
A single girl with high libido and no kids.
Holy fuck. 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And she has no kids. So after it's a beat up mushroom, it just goes right back to being a pretty pink strawberry or whatever the fuck she said. Like, within a half an hour, it's back to being a beautiful pink strawberry.
It's not forever a beat up mushroom. Oh my God. What has happened today? Okay, we talked about vaginas.
Yeah.
We talked about punk rock. We talked about...
why we're in salty moods.
Yeah. I feel like this episode should be done and dusted.
Okay.
I feel like...
Call it a day.
This is it. I feel like before we go any further down the rabbit hole, this is where we end it.
Yeah. I'm feeling slightly buzzed, which means... I say things that I shouldn't say, and that's just bad news.
Yeah, I need to have a nap.
It's early enough in your day you can have a nap. I'm, like, going to bed totally in a couple hours.
I totally could. We should end today with a song. Oh my God, episode one, we didn't, did we?
I put it on there. Yeah.
I listened to what we post.
Jessica. Yes, I asked Rob to pick the song, and I put it on there at the very end. It's one of the new Blacklist Royale songs.
So today,
what do we pick? Oh, should we do an Off With Their Head song?
Yeah, let's do Off With Their Head.
Because he's fucking anxious and angry, and so am I.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, you can pick the song. Do you want to pick the song? And we'll end today with an Off With Their Head song.
What was the one you talked about earlier? Did you talk about Clear the Air or Nightlife?
Clear the Air. Let's do that. For me is like fucking insane, intense. Like his voice, the music, everything. The lyrics, it's just fucking, it's great.
Yeah. And on that album too, I love Drive and Trying to Breathe. And The Eyes of Death. And Old Man.
Trying to Breathe is great.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
But anyway, so okay, we'll finish this episode with Clear the Air by Off With Their Heads. And thank you for cheering me up a little bit, Jess. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to go put some pants on.
Yeah, go put pants on.
I'm going to take my toque off and put some pants on.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, bye.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to share some important details that you're unaware of. I want you to listen, I want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air.
It's not a secret that I obsess, and then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine and you can't compare, you've no frame of reference and then you get scared. I'm doing my best to help make you see that it's not your fault when I beg and I plead. It's much easier just to go back to sleep, but we gotta find a place to start, because I'm falling apart.
I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air right now.